Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the final snap of the game, and the ball game is over.
Talking about today's game here
on the Falcons Flyover
with Thomas Mott,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We'll see what, you know, see what happens in April. I feel like I've got a lot of really good football still left in the tank. And, you know, I know this year has been a bit disappointing with our record, you know, but I still feel like I'm playing at a high level.
Back here on the Falcons Flyover, I'm a little surprised that question was asked in the post-game Zoom press conference. Dave Archer, called the game on 92.9, asked if he thinks the team should draft a quarterback, and that was Matt Ryan's answer there. I think Matt Ryan handled that question very, very well. We're going to go back to the phone lines here in about 3 seconds. First off, Texans-Titans update. You're going to love this. Texans have scored. It's 35-31. Houston is leading Tennessee, 10-14 to go. Deshaun Watson, your boy, is making up for beating your team in high school.
Let's go.
300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Watson balling out for what is the Falcons' chances at the third overall seed. If the Texans win, Atlanta is number 3. If Titans win, Atlanta is 4. And to me, that's a big difference in the NFL draft. We will keep updating you as this game gets into the fourth quarter right now. 35-31, Texans over the Titans. Now, back out to the phone lines. We got a full list. A lot of people wanting to call in. Who's up next?
Spencer in Covington.
Spencer, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much.
Great fan of both of you guys. So, look, right, when are we going to start taking accountable for our line? Everybody keeps saying, oh, we need a running back. We need a running back. We got the running back. We don't have a line. You can't do nothing in life if you don't have a line to protect or to block anyone. And the Falcons are just, they're not doing anything about it. I pretty much just don't understand. We got Todd Gurley. Just imagine if Todd Gurley went to, let me say, I don't like the Patriots, but say you go to the Patriots. Then boom. Oh, Todd Gurley had this 1,200-yard season, 1,100, because they can block. It is not always on that, man. I just want to say we just need to take accountable that, hey, we need some people who know how to block, and the defense is trash. We could have went and got Eric Berry or Earl Thomas if it was going to be that bad. But I enjoy you guys, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I appreciate the phone call there. I agree with the offensive line needing to be better. I disagree with Todd Gurley going somewhere else and having a really good season. I think he had a really good, like, 4 or 5 games, and the rest it was kneeless Todd Gurley that we expected to see out there for the remainder of this year. I will say this. Everyone wants Justin Fields, and I keep coming on this show right now and saying I don't want to put all the eggs in the Justin Fields basket. If they go out and get Penny Sewell, the left tackle from Oregon, who is unbelievable. I mean, this is like left tackle anchor next 10 years. We can't get upset because we complain about the O-line a lot, and then we complain about not getting a quarterback if we don't take Justin Fields. But if you got Sewell and then Najee Harris in round 2, you're not – I mean, is the offense not better? Is it not better? I think it's better.
It's definitely better. And then also, too, I think as far as he mentioned accountability, we have to take accountability. I mean, we did just draft Caleb McGarry and Chris Lindstrom.
True.
So, I mean, we have taken some accountability. It's not like we haven't addressed it. I mean, we kind of have addressed it. And I get what he's saying. The line does have to be better. I completely agree with that. And I think us both have mentioned that as well. Like, the line is something we could definitely focus on. But it has been addressed.
I don't know
if it's been addressed correctly, but it's been addressed.
That's where I was going to go. I don't know if McGarry and Lindstrom have been – they haven't been garbage this year, but I don't think that they've been fantastic. There have been too many, like, 4-plus sack games of Matt Ryan. I think that's where the frustration comes from. I agree. I still, though, think the O-line is a little bit less of a need than defensive end, than cornerback, and then I keep saying running back is a mega hole right now on this football team. Okay, next phone caller, who is it?
Next, we have Mr. Tony in Athens.
Tony in Athens, what's up, man?
Yes, sir, how you doing? Just hit me out. I got a couple points, guys. So, what good is a shutdown corner without good pass rushes?
Mm.
And what good is building around Matt Ryan, who has about 2 to 3 years on his contract? And you guys said earlier that, like, we haven't had a top five pick in a long time. So, like, I feel like if you have this good of a pick, that now is the time for the future. If Matt Ryan and the Falcons does turn it around over the next couple of years, then, of course, we'll have lower draft picks. And Matt Ryan will be almost out the door.
Let me ask
you. If we have a horrible O-line, then a more mobile quarterback will probably disguise that. We got too much work to do. In order for us to make a championship team, we basically need a new team from a GM down to, you know, head coach, quarterback, running back. I mean, offensive line, defense. Like, we can't do that with these high contracts on the books.
Let me ask you this.
I mean to interrupt, but quickly here.
I hear what you're saying, but if you just mentioned that Matt Ryan has 2 or 3 more good years left, then I think at least 1, maybe 2, and if we get 3 more, that's a plus. But then if you draft Justin Fields at 3 overall, you then are going to have to sit him or disrupt Matt Ryan, who's playing well, to insert him in there when you could hopefully have a good playing Matt Ryan and then get another star player at number 4 overall, like a corner, like a pass rusher, or a running back.
Or we could try to trade Matt Ryan once some of the money comes down and his contract. We can try to trade Matt Ryan for a higher draft pick to prepare for the future to help the future of our franchise.
That's fair too. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. I am all for if someone wants to take Matt Ryan or Julio Jones's contract to trade. I'm all for that. I mean, done, signed, sealed, delivered. I would trade Matt Ryan right now if someone wanted to give us a decent return for him. I just don't see that happening. I don't think there's a football team out there that wants to trade for an aging quarterback on a mega deal. Same thing goes for Julio Jones. I think Jones is a little bit more tradable, but I still think, you know, ditching those two contracts is going to be very, very difficult. But it is something that I would 100% do and consider if possible. Next phone caller, who do we got? I got this thing pulled up right now. We got a bunch of people waiting in line. Whoever's next, go ahead.
Next, we got Cahill calling out of Douglasville.
Cahill, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show, man. Love your show.
Appreciate it.
So let me tell you this. I'm a little impartial because I know Justin personally. But I'm going to tell you, you know, with the Falcons, you know, Matt Ryan, through Atlanta fans, have kind of gotten not all of the love because a lot of us are still stuck on Michael Vick. So I say that to say that, number one, you draft Justin, folks get over the Michael Vick thing, number one. But number two, your running game increases tremendously because now you have a quarterback who can zone read. So if you have a running game that's getting you 75, 80 yards a game, Justin rushes for 50, 60 yards a game. Now you're rushing for 140 yards. Plus, he's still throwing for nearly 200 yards. The offense is more dynamic because now safeties, linebackers have to pay attention to Justin. You got Ridley running that post corner. You got Julio, if he's still here, running whatever he's running. The offense just got that much more dynamic. Now the defense doesn't have to work as hard. And when you got a quarterback like that, your offensive line doesn't have to work as hard. So I think that type of quarterback, whether it's him or Zach Wilson, I hope it's Justin, but both of them are capable of running zone read. Both of them will increase the running game that much more with that type of quarterback as opposed to a statue of Matt Ryan. And if you want us to get over Michael Vick, which I'm sure Arthur Blank kind of does, Justin Fields will get us over that headache.
There you go. Listen, I appreciate the phone call. Quickly, if you're still on the line, how do you know personally Justin Fields? Oh, did I lose him? Oh, man, I'm kind of curious. Oh, well, all right, we got more phone calls to go to. He mentioned he knows Justin Fields casually, and I'm like, dang. You know, you want to get him, you know, bring him on the show, you know, hook me up a little bit here. Follow me on Twitter and DM me, whoever that last caller was, @RealThomasMod. I just want to know how you know Justin Fields. That's kind of cool. Next phone caller, we got time for one or two more before the break. Who's up next?
Donald in Riverdale.
Donald in Riverdale. What's up, Don?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Hey, you know, I love our franchise and I love our owner. So I'm always patient with the Falcons because I know we're going to be competitive no matter what because we have the owner who wants to win. Now, we good with Matt Ryan and Julio, I think. But the caller, a couple of callers ago, was speaking about the offensive line. I think too that you can go get Fields, hit or miss. You know, but I would think I would have to just work on bringing somebody in that, because we can't run block. We can't keep blaming the running back. We can't move nobody, and we're supposed to look at the guys we got. We got young studs. We got Matthews been over there a while. I mean, that's the thing. We can't hold the ball. We can't blame the defense all the time because we can't hold the ball. We can't play Dan Reed's ball, use the ball to keep it away. You know, we can't do none of that. And Matt does his best. Matt want to win. We can win with Matt Julio because we got Calvin him and the keys, and he'll be back in health and all this. But, you know, we got to get the line straight. We got to get the line straight and somebody know how to play football. And it ain't only been that the players ain't performed or executed. The office, the coaches, we done had mental injuries. As far as I'm concerned, look at all the collapse we done had mentally when we get ready to win a football game, we find out how to lose it. I put all that on the coaching. Everything from the owner to the players must go, and we bring you in and start over, and we can still make one more run.
Hey, Donald, listen, I appreciate the phone call there. Whoever the next head coach and GM is, just the fact that we have had like all eight callers have had different opinions on what Atlanta needs to do, and then I have a different opinion and Dylan has a different opinion, shows whoever finally gets to make the final calls has their work cut out for them. And it's going to be a really fun offseason. If you like offseason coverage, this is your place to be, because I guarantee you all of our shows here at 92.9 are going to be, I mean, as deep as we can in Falcon offseason news, rumors, and breakdowns, so you're not going to want to miss it here and also on our website at 92.9thegame.com. Okay, come back. Final segment. We'll go to our lightning round phone calls. If you're on the line right now, we're going to come back. We'll get to your phone and your call, as I should say. You're going to have 30 seconds to a minute to give you your piece and then get out, because we got to get to more phone callers. Lightning round is up next as the Falcon Flyover rolls into our final segment. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
That's it! Falcon Flyover is on with Thomas Mutt.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If they want me here, I'm all for it. But if not, I got good plans set up. And, we'll just sit down and think. But I would love to be in Atlanta. I would love to stay in Atlanta. But if not, you know me, I'm always planning ahead.
Final segment here on the final Falcons Flyover. We are about to get to the final three phone calls on the evening. First off, I must tell you, depressingly, Tennessee has scored. A read option 6-yard rushing touchdown from Ryan Tannehill puts Tennessee up 38-35. However, Houston and Deshaun Watson are hero. He needs to be at least today. Two timeouts, .42 to go in the fourth quarter. I think we'll have the final for you here. If not, they'll mention it in the NFL Sunday show coming up here in about 7 minutes. Okay, final three phone callers of the night. We'll go ahead and get to our first one. Each phone call you have exactly a minute to go ahead and say what you want. Dylan, take it away.
All right, we got Mr. Sam in Palmetto.
Sam, you're up. Go for it.
All right, here's what we got. We've seen the best of Matt Ryan. We've heard all the excuses. We've heard the offensive coordinator's blame. He has received a lion's share of the resources on the offensive side of the ball. The best of Matt Ryan includes going 1-for-8 on third down in the Super Bowl and blowing a 25-point lead with 20 minutes left in the game. You have a top-5 pick. Use it. Get Justin Fields in here, get a playmaker in here, and let's go win it all.
Big call for Justin Fields there. Did it in less than 30 seconds. I appreciate that. Next phone caller, Dylan.
Quincy and Conyers.
Quincy and Conyers, what's up?
Yeah, here's my take on everything. We take those, if we get the third or fourth pick, whatever, that works for us, we just take that, trade Julio, and get as many draft picks as we can, keep Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is not the issue, and we go from there.
There you go. Listen, I'm for trading Julio Jones if someone wants to trade for Julio Jones. A couple of teams need a wide receiver, but those teams are also high in this year's draft, and you have Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, and Ja'Marr Chase, and so it makes it a little more difficult. But, hey, I'm with you, all for it. One more phone caller or two? Where are we at?
Last one.
All right, last phone caller of the entire season. How about that? Boy, I hope it's a good one. Who's up?
It is John from California. Listen on the radio.com
right.
App.
Hey, that's a good one to end on. John, what's up, man?
Gentlemen, Happy New Year. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the season. Let's not keep it quick. A couple things to remember before we get rid of Matt Ryan. Happy one. Whether he's on our team or whether we cut him or whether he's sitting, we're probably going to be paying him no matter what. So let's remember that before we get rid of a guy that just threw for 4,000 yards, Two, when we got Matt Ryan, we also got Michael Turner. That helped immensely. Three, Alex Mack is a free agent. And if he, even if we resign him, he's not the same Alex Mack he was 3 years ago. I think we've seen some production from Matt Hennessy. That's a position that's lacking. So it's not the most skilled, not the most sexiest position to look at. But, I mean, before we go and get in these brand-new shiny quarterbacks, we've got to remember what we got when we also got Matt Ryan.
There you go. A great final call to end on what's been a great Falcon flyover season overall. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Let me just finish with this. And again, you can hear me every Saturday here on 92.9 from 6 to 9. And so I'm not going anywhere. If you still want to get my take on things, you'd also follow me on Twitter at RealThomasMott. Here's my thought. The Falcons are most likely going to have the third or fourth overall pick. We'll see what happens in the Tennessee game right now in just a couple of minutes. Either way, they have a chance to take a legitimately impactful player for the next 10 years. They have got to nail this pick. I don't care what it is. I think you could take a cornerback. I think you could take a running back. I think you, well, not really, but they should need to take a running back eventually. But I think at four, you take a cornerback, you take a defensive end, you could go ahead and take an offensive lineman, and you could go ahead and take a quarterback. Of those four, I don't care what you take. As long as the one that you take is a surefire starting star, whether on your offense or defense for the next 5 to 10 years. If you take the corner, Patrick Surtain, that's great. If he's the next Jalen Ramsey, I'm all for it. If you take Penny Sewell, and he's the best left tackle in the entire draft and will be a left tackle for the next 10 years, that's great. I'm all for it. If you go out and take Gregory Rousseau, and he's a top-tier pass rusher for the next 10 years, that's great. I'm all for it. If you take Justin Fields, and he's the quarterback of the next 10 years for the Falcons, and he wins the championship, great. I'm all for it. I don't care what it is. As long as it is an impactful player that is not a bust and that will help the Falcons win in the future. We can all agree with that, and we can all wait and see what will happen with that coming up here in April. I'm still watching the Titans and Texans game right now. It is it could be a Deshaun Watson interception. They're going to go ahead and review it with a minute to go. Texans are at their own 30, but Watson might have thrown a pick. From my angle, it looks like... Boy, I don't even know. It's your call is as good as mine. I'm sure we will not have the final update on that game. By the time I'm off the air in about 2.5 minutes. So stay tuned to the NFL Sunday via the Westwood One Radio Network up next here following my show. And I'm sure they will give you plenty of updates on this Texans game overall. Either way, Dylan, it's a third or the fourth overall pick. Top five. We did it. We survived the Falcons' terrible season. We had a lot of fun doing it. And we have a top five pick to go ahead and get excited about.
Man, oh man, this season was tough. But you know what wasn't tough? Doing Falcon Flyover shows with you was an honor. You make it easy for the guy behind the glass back here, so I appreciate you, man. And hopefully we do a lot more winning and happy Falcon Flyovers next year.
Well, listen, I appreciate you too. I mean, listen, I love doing this show. I love doing it with you, and I agree. If we could just be in this exact situation, January of 2022, talking about a playoff Falcons team.
Exactly.
And getting the car reaction on... What do you think about the first round matchup next week in the wild card round? Are you excited to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for a home playoff game? That would be the ultimate, not only Christmas gift circa next year, but just the most fun we could possibly have. And that's what I'm hoping we can actually see from the Atlanta Falcons going forward. I could not agree more. Right now, though, we sit here and we wait for April, the end of April, whenever the draft comes. And by that time, the Falcons will have a head coach. They will have a general manager. And they... potentially might have a new quarterback. They might have a new running back. Who knows? But we'll be here to cover it all year long on 92.9. Final minute here, which means I got to go ahead and give you one more update on the Texans game. It was not an interception. 48 seconds to go. Houston's at the 46, down 3. If they score in the next 30 seconds, I'll tell you. If not, look it up on ESPN or on our website, or, of course, stay tuned for the Westwood One Radio Network coming up next. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. 2020 was crazy. You've been told that like a billion times over the past couple of months, but I appreciate you guys spending your Sunday afternoons and evenings here on the Falcons Flyover. This show was a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun with you guys calling in and going back and forth with me, as you guys did each and every week, even when the Falcons were... and have been a very bad football team, so I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Again, I'm here every Saturday, Ready or Mott, my normal radio show. Just go ahead and give me a follow on Twitter at RealThomasMott and tune in for that one as well. For Dylan Matthews, I am Thomas Mott as we go ahead and sign off the final Falcons flyover of the year. Up next to the Westwood One Radio Network, full highlights from all the games earlier today, as well as Sunday Night Football after us. For Dylan, I'm Thomas, signing off. See you guys. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.